My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on medical leave. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up, man? Big day. NFL starting. God, I went on so many shows this week. Everybody wants to talk about Ravens and Chiefs, and we get that. And the kind of the cool thing tomorrow is we get Eagles and Packers, which you can hear on our airwaves here. So, yeah, man, look, I've been diving into so much college football stuff and NFL stuff this week.
I love it.
I love it. I'm tired. It's a bit of overload, especially with my slate of working on baseball and everything. And God bless it, baseball bullpens. I would like to fight every one of you. I can't take this much more, Rob. You wake up every morning, you're like, man, I went to bed, it was 2-0. Wonder what the final score was. 7-6. Thanks, eighth inning. Okay. Like, what the hell is happening? But yeah, like, it's just, there's a lot.
I think this is the time of year when you realize how much overused bullpens are.
Well, and it's
starting to wear down.
And it's the other time of year where managers that know they're not going in the postseason just don't care.
Right.
Like, you watch Kenley Jansen come out last night and walk three batters, and you're like, okay, might be time to get him out. Nope. And then you watch the Red Sox just implode in that inning, and this is the second time they've done that this week. But look, this...
Especially with that manager already signed his contract extension.
Yeah, and that's just sour grapes for me because of what went on. I'm sure there's plenty of people that are happy that the game went over, but... Just a lot. I mean, I put in so much work with all this stuff. When you put, like, last night, I'll give you an example. I love the Arizona game. I thought it was going to go under. I talked about how Zach Gallen's pitch mix is great against this Giants team. Mm-hmm. What's he do? He goes 7 innings, shutout baseball. He walks 4. I don't think did he give up a hit? And then the bullpens come in. They're like, do-do-do-do-do. Here's the gas cans. Let's light this place on fire. You're like, some bitch, man. Come on. This is ridiculous. But
what about the no-hitter in Chicago?
It's crazy.
Combined no-hitter.
Show to look great. Things are about to get interesting in baseball in September because there's some teams that are playing really good baseball, like the Cubs, like the Mets, that are pushing. The Braves, you feel that heat on the back of your neck because that's all these other teams coming up on you. And the other thing, Rob, with this too is like you're seeing the teams getting healthy. It sounds like Yamamoto's coming back for the Dodgers, and he was lights out when he started, except for his first start of the year overseas. And then you're looking at the Orioles are going to get back all these pieces. So Phillies are getting healthy, although Bryce Harper got dinged up yesterday and left the game.
Scary.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool things going on, and it's just exciting because there's something every single day now.
You almost feel like that NL playoff race is real hot, man. I like it.
Yeah.
It's hot.
See, as you look at that wild card race, yeah, the Cubs back into it. And granted, they're still on the outside looking in, but they keep winning. They're just stacking up W's. And I think it's going to be fun to watch the National League. Somebody was asking me, who do you like to go to the World Series? And I'm like, man, I haven't even thought about it. But I had Phillies and Dodgers penciled into the NLCS. And, like, we see what happens. Either I win 500 from you or whatever. But the point is, like, you're looking at the American League, and we always had three teams kind of earmarked. Is there anybody that's going to kind of show out and get hot at the last second and go into the postseason that way?
The Cubs winning is a great story. They won 7 out of the last 10. But they're still 4.5 back of that final spot. That's a long way. I mean, well,
I'm not saying they get in, but like if you're the Braves and you're sitting there, you are looking at, first off, you're looking over your shoulder at the Mets.
That's the team you worry about.
Yeah, but there's also like if you're competing with them, you're looking above the team above you that you can still catch. And again, for the Cubs, it's going to be extremely difficult to get into it.
Yeah.
But they got hot at the right time.
Four and a half games back with 22 games left. That's a lot of games to make up.
It is, but at the same extent, any one of these teams could fall up. We've seen the Phillies fall apart. We've seen the Braves fall apart. Just going to be fun, though. Like again, I don't expect the Cubs to get in, but it is kind of fun seeing that they've gotten hot at this period of time. And maybe they cause some damage in the postseason or you know at least running down to the postseason. Because the other part of this, Rob, is if you're the Braves or if you're the Mets, you're not going to get to set your rotation up the way you want to. You're pushing all your chips in right now, and you're going to do everything you can to get in the postseason and then see what happens.
Because I think what it was, the first divisional playoff game, Brandon Fott pitched for. The Diamondbacks. And at the time, that's not who they wanted.
Mm-mm.
That's not who they wanted at the time, but it ended up working out for them. I mean, this is what it's all about, man. I was talking to Ben McDonald after the game yesterday on the post-game show. And every show now, we have a graphic for the AL East. Every show.
Yeah.
Sometimes twice. Because this is what it's about. I mean, this is what you want in September baseball. Exactly. You want to be relevant. I had a conversation, though, with someone that I trust, football, one of the people that I would go to and consult about football because...
Was it me?
No.
Okay.
If my opinion was different from his about the Ravens, I may actually check my opinion because he knows more about the Ravens than me. But he sent me a text last night, after the Orioles game, and he said, this team will never win at all if they get to the playoffs. It's embarrassing loss, yada, 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 yada. I'm like, well, you know, this team did lose, take a series against winning teams before and went on to say, you know, he knows, I know my eyes. I'm like, well, you're comparing them to who? I mean, what other baseball? And I know for a fact he's not watching other baseball teams. And I say that to say.
Football eyes on baseball?
As a matter of fact, last night, if I'm not mistaken, the Dodgers lost 10-1. I mean, yeah, the Dodgers lost 10-1 to the Angels.
Yeah.
And they split the season series with the Angels.
Well.
The Angels, by the way, who only team worse than them are the Chicago White Sox. And I say that because it goes back to the whole women's basketball thing. I'm glad that you've come and joined the rest of us. Just don't come in talking. Watch first. Observe first.
I love that.
I'm glad you're here. Please. Have a seat, but watch first because that means nothing. I remember back in the day when the Detroit Tigers started off the season 35-5. I don't think you were even alive back then, Joe.
What year?
It was 84. Okay. They got swept by the Seattle Mariners, who were awful during that time.
It's baseball.
It's baseball, man.
Nobody likes hearing it. Like you talk about it all the time, and you're going, "That's baseball." And I understand. So if you look at it, the Orioles went 5-1 against the White Sox this year. That's what you're supposed to do,
right?
You know, I know they swept them earlier. You get 2 out of 3 here. That's what you're supposed to do. The only problem is you won the first 5, so everybody's like, well, "Come on, man! You're -300 favorites with Albert Suarez on the bump." And then you saw last night one of the reasons why I don't feel comfortable with him in the postseason. And I'm not just trying to pick a spot. He's been great. He's been the best pitcher on the staff for the last month. But those are my concerns, that at times he gets like that.
Right.
And then for a manager in the postseason, when you don't have the three pitcher or, you know, face three batters, get him out, then all of a sudden you're dealing with, do I take him out now and just use my bullpen the rest of the game? Because mm-hmm. you have a quick hook in the postseason.
In the end, like I said, that's this friend, if he said something Ravens related, that was contrary to what I believe, I'd probably take his word because he's that dialed in on football. But that doesn't mean he's a two. The only things that's similar, very few similarities in two sports. They both, you have balls. You score more than your opponent. It's about it.
Yeah. There's nothing quite like
that. They have a play clock.
Every other game, every other thing we're talking about, from a team aspect, you have a time mount that you get to play.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, you have to get 27 outs. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And again, like me talking about these bullpens, certain days, so going into last night, do all this work, do all this research, breaking down games, looking at the Mets and the Red Sox, Tanner Houck going up against his Mets team, he should look really good. What does he do in the first inning? Walk, hit, walk, grand slam. And you're going, well, wait a minute, that's the first four batters or first five? You got a strikeout in there that you face. And then what happened after that? Just settle down all the way through the sixth, seventh inning. And you're going, well, who was the guy in the first inning? Because The guy the rest of the game was brilliant.
It's brilliant. You were horrible at the beginning of the game.
And it's just sometimes the umpire is squeezing you. Sometimes it's you don't have your pitch just yet and you get the feel for it in the second inning. And those are things that you just don't know. Like, did anybody expect? Like, Bobby Miller had been pitching great for the Dodgers. He came out last night and got his ass whipped. And the only thing that was his saving grace is if you looked over at good old Eddie Spaghetti for the Astros, Spencer Arrighetti came out and gave up 9 runs in the first inning.
And you're thank like, you.
And by the way, I'm playing a guy in fantasy that started him. I'm sorry Eddie Spaghetti ruined your playoffs because, oofa.
We're talking Ravens today because they start off the season against the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot of my friends out in Kansas City will do that. We'll start that at 6:30 on the other side. Orioles take on the White Sox. Orioles baseball up next on the Fan. Definitely need to swing the bat a little better than that. Orioles lose 8-1 to the Chicago White Sox after outscoring them, 22-3 in the first two games of this series? And just ended it on a dud. And I said this to you before, man. When you lose the last game of a series that you win, it almost feels like you lost the series, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because you're going into the next series on a loss. And it's like, hey, you don't want to lose today because now that starts a what?
A losing streak.
Yeah. So, even though it's a short one. But and then you get what? It's the Rays this weekend coming in. And if you've been watching them, so they started to get their pitching staff back. And Springs, who's the other guy I'm missing? Was it Rasmus? They got a couple guys back that are pitching well.
Right.
Springs especially. He's been really good. They just don't score a lot of runs. So you're going to have a lot of what I believe to be close games with them where you're trying to win and you're going to rely on your bullpen to close it out. No Craig Kimbrel this weekend, hopefully.
It was funny because he started warming up yesterday and people started getting a little uncomfortable. He never came in the game.
Did you see the video where somebody was trying to insinuate that he was cheating because he went to his ear before he threw a pitch? So you get settled in. Anyway, I've seen the video going around. I don't think he's cheating. And if he is, he needs to think about a different way to cheat because it's not going well. But these people post these videos.
The reason I said mm-mm because not that I don't believe the video, that there's a video out there. I ain't buying it. He's cheating.
Yeah. Stop. I'm not either.
there's, and not just because of that, but that, come on, that's not Craig Kimbrel. I don't see that as him cheating. Yeah. I know. You say a lot of things. Just, and that's the thing that gets me, man. When people are no longer good, you start questioning everything about questioning the character, questioning, oh, now he's a bad guy. Chris Davis was an angel donating to children's cancer when he was hitting 40, 50 bombs. Then he was a bad guy. You question his character because he could no longer do his job.
Because he got paid and he wasn't very good after
that. Now all of a sudden, oh, he's a bad dude. I hate him. Well, come on, stop.
Isn't it the other part of that, too, is all of a sudden a guy signs elsewhere or gets traded somewhere, and it's like, oh, he stinks. I'm glad we got rid. Like, everybody just turns against him.
Yeah.
Well, what is that? Like, they come back to town, and some people boo him.
Boo him, yeah.
And you wonder, too, like, did your team offer him a contract? Did they offer him as much as the other team? Like, what would you have done in that situation?
When I see Manny Machado, I remember the kid 2012 who came up and solidified us going to the playoffs.
I will always love.
We needed that third baseman defensively.
Manny Machado. I feel like I'm going to be Whitney Houston over here.
I'm hoping you don't.
Because I'll just start singing.
No,
sir.
Let's talk about last night's game. Yeah. Gunnar Henderson, 3-for-4. He stays hot. Stays hot.
Look, there's some good individual signs outside of what you saw from Suarez last night.
Batting leadoff.
How about that?
Batting leadoff. Keep the guy in the leadoff spot.
Do you, like, This is what we need from you. Us. We need you to be near that dugout. I'm just looking over to Hyde and go, hey, Gunner batting leadoff. Like, just have a conversation with him and put those subliminal messages in. Like, hey, Skip, it's good to see you. Gunner batting leadoff. But, you know, what did you do last night with Gunner batting leadoff? You know, just keep mentioning it as much as you can.
Dude, I gave you the numbers yesterday. He's better at leading off the game and the inning than anywhere else. He might be better at it than anybody in baseball at leading off the inning. The dude is batting .330 when leading off an inning.
It's incredible.
OPS of over 1,000 when leading off an inning. Well, and his whole thought process of leading off changed. He wants to lead off. He likes it. Setting the stage. Numbers don't lie. Men lie, women lie. Numbers don't lie. Look them up.
Yeah.
All the numbers across the board suggest he's a leadoff hitter.
Well, he's your best player. And again, we can go back to it. If you want to be old-fashioned and say my best player has to hit third, new age, my best player hits second. I go back to two guys that I know are right now, or we can throw three guys in it. We talked about all of them yesterday. Kyle Schwarber, not your prototypical leadoff hitter, but what? He gets it done in that spot. Ronald Acuna Jr. won an MVP out of that spot. Shohei Ohtani's winning an MVP this year out of that spot. And you're looking at these are some, not just the best baseball players in the league, these are some guys, if they continue playing how they've been
all
playing.
All the famers.
Yeah, we're talking about some of the best baseball players of all time, and that unicorn in Ohtani. So, like, you honestly,
he's the man.
You look at those things, like, for example, I don't know if you saw this, Francisco Lindor's F war is actually higher than Ohtani's. Mm-hmm. A lot of it has to do with he's on the field, and he can accumulate war there where Ohtani can't.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter.
But it's just showing you the value of some of these players. And where's Lindor bat? Oh, he bats leadoff. I mean, it's just, and again, he's more of your prototypical leadoff hitter.
But 30 bombs, though.
Exactly.
He's got 30 bombs. Prototypical because he's fast? Okay, he's fast. Well, I guess the 40-40 man in L.A. doesn't matter.
Yeah. What is he, 6'3", 6'4"?
And
he's,
Ohtani? Joey, yeah.
And he runs like a damn gazelle.
No, I'm just, I mean, these guys are multi-dimensional. Maybe Schwarber's not.
Well, Schwarber would be the exception to the rule. But again, if you keep looking at the things that don't necessarily, I don't want to say they don't matter. We talked about batting average, and that's kind of like a benchmark or a baseline that you go off of.
Doesn't matter. Kyle Schwarber's batting average?
It's like, it's higher now. It's like .240 now. But he's like routinely like a .205, .210.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Because his OPS, his on-base percentage, all that stuff is all the way up. All the way up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, man. I hate to say it, and I know people don't want to hear it, the old school guys, because I didn't want to hear it. But if Rob Thomas, if Kyle Schwarber is batting .210 or Kyle Schwarber is batting .240, he's still batting leadoff.
Yeah.
You know what matters? The OPS and the on-base percentage.
The only difference in him when he's batting is if he's batting .240, his OPS is going to be 30 points higher. Because he's always going to walk.
Yeah.
He always gets those pitches. And you know what? He always hits bombs. So you're talking about a guy whose slugging is going to be off the charts every single year. And he's a positionless player. Yeah, they put him in the outfield. He ain't good out there.
Yeah, the universal DH was the best thing to happen to his career.
Yeah.
Now it makes him accessible or valuable to any team.
I don't know how much we have to keep talking about this, about him batting leadoff. It just makes sense.
To a lot of people, it does. Now, a friend of mine was talking the other day. He was saying how he likes old school baseball, the traditional leadoff guy.
And go watch the 83 World Series.
Second batter, someone who can bunt. You know. And honestly, I'm about to yawn just talking about it, because why would I want one of my best hitters who's batting second to give up an out? Why? Well, you're one of my better hitters. That's why you're batting second. Why do I want you to give up an out?
So if you watch enough baseball, the bunt does not happen unless you're bunting for a base hit, or if it's later in the inning, right? It's later in the innings where you're going, hey, this is a close game. We'd like to tack on another run.
Or extra innings.
Yes. And then even then, there's still some managers that don't want to bunt in those situations because they want an opportunity for the big inning.
Mm-hmm.
So just getting back to it, I remember who was the three-hole hitter that laid down a bunt? And, it was Juan Soto in a game. Tried to lay down a bunt for a base hit. And if you just saw the look on Aaron Boone's face, it's like, What the hell, man? He may have ended up walking you. You may have hit one out of the ballpark. Mm-hmm. Why are you laying down a bunt? Mm-hmm. He's not that far back. I'm not saying the bunt is useless in baseball. It's just not used as much. Yes, sir. You in the front.
I'm saying the bunt is useless in baseball.
It's useless.
I used to hate. See, I grew up in that era, and I used to hate when my coach put down a bunt sign. I remember calling time out in college. Time out, tie my shoe. Stepping out of the batter's box, hoping he changed his mind. And then when I looked up, he had his arms folded, like, man, lay down the bunt now.
I wonder how many people that don't want to lay down that bunt end up getting the two strikes. Whoops, I checked my swing. Oh, I'm at two strikes. I guess I'll swing away now, coach.
Barbershop topic of the day at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, should we consider ourselves lucky that this Ravens-Chiefs game is early in the season? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Guys are going to be tense. They're going to be locked in. They're going to be focused. You feel that way. And it's the first game, so it adds to that. But beyond that, there's not anxiety. There's not
There's no fear at all. There's excitement to go play the game.
Jeremy Conn, do you feel the Ravens should consider themselves lucky to play this game early in the year and not later on?
Not necessarily. I mean, you don't know what it's going to look like later. Do you have your offense down better? Is your pass rush looking better with a new defensive? I mean, there's all these things that could happen. The one thing I'll say is I think you would be better playing them later just because Andy Reid is so good off of a bye week. So is Harbaugh. But, like, his preparation, it's one of the reasons why I've been talking about some of these great offensive minds that have had an entire offseason to get ready for your defense. Look out. I think you're going to see some really high scores this weekend because of that. And this could end up being one of them. I just don't know how to feel about the total or even the side on this game just because I could see anything happening. And to your point, playing them later in the year, maybe you get more on film. Mm-hmm. Maybe you see some things.
No, it's not my point.
But
my point is, I feel they're unlucky playing them right now.
Yeah, so like if
I think they'd be better off playing them later on.
Well, I think the Ravens. That's what you said.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
I think the Ravens are at a disadvantage. The fact that they have to play this game, the first regular season game of the year, new defensive coordinator, new faces on the road. No, I would much rather play this game in October or November.
Yeah,
not right now.
Well, and again, like we don't know what the Chiefs are going to look like. Everybody. I was watching all the prediction shows and how many people just haven't penciled into the Super Bowl. And I can't argue with you because
Chiefs?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because they're always there. I don't
Me.
Yeah. I don't think their team's even as good as it was last year. We'll see with the new wide receivers and what they look like and the offensive line. Their left tackle's coming in and starting right away that they drafted. So we'll see what he looks like. We talked about that yesterday with Ken McCusick.
I remember we have Ed Norris on at 8 o'clock. I remember debating with him last year. Dissension on the sidelines, this, that. Man, that don't mean anything.
No, not when 15 gets out there and just does what he wants.
Mean anything? 15 is like, oh, y'all done? Let's go play ball.
Man, I get tired of it's great when it's your guy. I know you appreciate greatness. I don't unless he's on my team. I can appreciate it, but I'm not going to root for it. And the fact what you talked about, like, it doesn't matter how much time's left in the game. You're like, I wonder how he's going to do it.
How. It's never if, it's how.
Like, I wonder what's going to happen. Is the defender going to fall down? Are we going to get a pass interference call? Is he going to make some crazy-ass play and chuck it up and a guy's going to catch it? Are we going to see a screen pass that the defense isn't ready for and somebody runs it all the way down the field? How about a pass down the sideline where you can get a toe tap and get out of bounds so the clock stops against the Bills with 13 seconds?
Like, that's just what he does.
He's just figured out a way. You know, I hate when people bring up the clutch gene and all this because I think it's nonsense. These guys have
He's just good.
He's one of the best players in the history of the league.
He's good. You know, that's simple. He's unbelievable. And no, I don't want to play him week one in his house, raising the banner, getting the rings, crowd in a frenzy because that's the team that they beat to get to the Super Bowl. No, it's not lucky. No, I may think completely different about this game if it was week eight and not week one.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Kansas City and get Rashawn.
Oh, he's there?
What's up, Rashawn?
What up? What it do?
What it do?
Not much, man. I'm going to give a score prediction and a few, like, one of the person got a good little score prediction, too. So I say 27, 24 Ravens, though. You know, that's my prediction.
That's a lot of score.
So. Yeah. And, but you got something to say?
Well, Chiefs Nation! Oh, 2024.
Okay.
What'd she say?
24.
2024. You know, that sudden draw, man. But Midwest draw. Hey. Last but not least, man. You got my boy Dustin, man.
34-17. Good call.
You guys all in the same room together? Damn, man. What the? I got questions. I don't know if we're going to get answers, but like.
Why?
What time is it there?
Why are you all in the same room together?
And they're all up at, what is it, 5?
Why are you all in the same room together?
What is it, Kansas City's an hour behind? I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
24? He said her southern draw and he's in Kansas City. He caught himself. Oh, that Midwest draw. What's that sound like? Get up north there and near Minnesota and start talking about casseroles.
Yeah.
It's a good casserole.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, Baltimore, man, I'm in Kansas City, but Sean want to be on three-way, man. Tell him, man, tell him open up that door, man. I'm downstairs with Sean. Like, no, but, hey, man, look, I want to give up my score prediction, man. I'm standing on what I'm standing on, man. Ravens 38, Chiefs 24, man. I feel like we're going to come out there.
It's a lot of score.
And let me tell y'all something, right? For all y'all people who talk about your chip, he hating on Bateman. I'm going to put in a three-leg parlay, Bateman anytime touchdown, Bateman 80 yards, and Bateman over two and a half yards.
Today?
I mean, not yards, 2.5 receptions today.
So you're doing that for tonight?
Yup, and guess what? If he don't hit, he going to definitely hit my mouth week two. Hey, Bateman, they said this was your year. You couldn't even cash out on. I know we probably going to say, man, F your parlay, but you know.
Yeah. But, hey. Well, hey, I sent this statistic to the group from Scott Barrett, who breaks down this stuff, and he's great. The best separators in the NFL last year at wide receiver. Number one's Tank Dell. Number two was Deontay Johnson. And the one that he has all these question marks by, number three was Rashad Bateman.
Yep.
He was open all last year.
And no one threw the ball to him, Trippy.
Hello.
Well, maybe today ain't a get him the ball because, I mean, ain't say he believed in him. So we going to see tonight, though. But I ain't going to lie to y'all. If Bateman can come out and ball out, I think that'd be great. That'd be great.
There's no question, man. It does kind of suck when you, let's say you don't like somebody or you're not a fan of a player that's on your team.
Oh, that's personal with him, though.
I know. But, like, when he's on your team, like, I rooted for Eric Bedard when he was here. I wanted him to be really good so they could trade his ass.
I was going
to
say, I didn't. Real quick, baseball. We talked about what Anthony Santander can get and what he couldn't get because of his age. A 31-year-old just signed for $25 million a year, 6 years. Mm. Matt Chapman. Hit 30 home runs once in his career. He just signed a 6-year contract extension for 25-plus a year.
That's for Matt Chapman?
No, I mean, trade clause. Oh, I didn't know about the opt-out. You said
yeah,
no opt-out.
Opt-outs after 2 and 4, I think.
Yeah. Team opt-out or player opt-out?
Player opt-out.
I didn't know that. I knew it was no trade. Yeah, Matt Chapman, somewhere right now, Anthony Santander is happy because a 31-year-old just signed a 6-year extension for $25 million a year.
That's not putting up anywhere near the numbers that Santander puts up
nowhere,
year after year.
Nowhere near the numbers, now, man. Look, he's at 22 home runs right now. He hadn't hit 30 home runs since 2019.
Chapman's been one of the best defensive third basemen in all of baseball, and I'm sure the metrics tell you a lot to like about him.
Four-time Gold Glove winner.
Yeah, there's no question. Look, and he has pop in his bat, but like I look at him, and he's one of those guys where you go, okay, he's probably going to hit me 20 to 25 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to play great defense. He's going to bat 260. Yeah, I get it.
Mm-mm.
What's he got in there?
Career batting average 241.
Well, I'm saying, like, okay.
Career OPS 789.
Oh.
Career on base percentage 329.
I retract my statement then. But that's what I'm saying. He's like that kind of, I don't want to say middle average, but he's in the middle, like 250, 260. Yeah. It's not like 25 million is no longer the going rate for great ball players.
That was my number for Santander. He won't sign for fewer than 4. He won't sign for less than 25.
Mm.
Period. 410, period. 410-583-1057 is the number. Barbershop topic of the day at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Chiefs fans don't seem worried about stopping Derrick Henry, even though they hadn't stopped him before. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's just football. Well, I've been playing since I was 5 years old. But the atmosphere and, you know, it being the first game at night, you know, them coming off a Super Bowl, it being at home at Arrowhead, which, you know, the environment is going to be loud. It's going to be hostile, but that's what you want. I mean, especially on opening night, you know, everybody watching the first game of the year, the kickoff of the 2024 season. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun, so I'm looking forward to it.
That's Derrick Henry as we get ready. That's from, let me think, what album is this? Not Section 8. That's Kendrick Lamar. I can't remember what album this is from. Derrick Henry averages almost 112 yards from scrimmage against the Kansas City Chiefs. But it seems like Kansas City is not worried about it. Do you think he has the same type of success tonight against the Chiefs?
Yeah, I think, look, there's going to be. It's so funny because I've said this for years, and again, every show I've gone on and even here I've talked about it. I think Lamar is a cheat code in the backfield for running backs because there's so much attention paid to him. And if the problem is if you're paying attention to Lamar with Derrick Henry back there, you can get your ass whooped. I mean, it's just the bottom line of what I think is going to happen. Like, I think Gus Edwards, I think Justice Hill, some of the other back, Keaton Mitchell that we've seen in recent years. You can go back a couple of years, even Dobbins when he was here without the injuries. All the running backs that you put out there, some of which you're like, man, I can't believe an undrafted free agent's that good in this offense. Well, maybe he was. Maybe it had a lot more to do with Lamar and the holes that get opened up, him reading that read option the right way. That's what we have to see, is what the read option looks like with Derrick Henry. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be an issue. But yeah, I do expect him to have success tonight. And I think somebody was talking about his prop is like, it's really low, which does concern me at like 67.5.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I can't take that, because I think he gets close to 20 carries tonight.
I think the read option is going to be a huge problem, man. I think it is. I you say you don't know if it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. I don't think it's going to be what you think it's going to be. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to have a huge problem with it.
Oh. I'm like, did you hear me wrong? I'm looking at
He looked like,
huh? Like, what the hell are you talking about? It's too early for this, Rob.
I think it's going to be a huge problem. I'm telling you. As long as you know me, Jeremy Card, when's the last time I got excited about a running back joining the team?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
And this guy,
I don't get excited about running backs. I don't. I'll give you a dime, and I'll get a dozen of them, except Derrick Henry won't be in that dozen. Mm. He's on the other side. You know when you go to Dunkin' and you get the donuts, mm-hmm. and they put the dozen in the box, but they're the special donuts that don't go in the box. You got to buy those. Yeah, he's the specialty one.
Yeah.
He doesn't go in that dozen.
Can you put a bow tie in there for me?
Exactly. Yeah. He's that guy. I think if the Ravens offensive coaches are allowed to do their jobs, because I stand on it ain't them. It's not them. It's a philosophy in this team. If they're able to do those their jobs, Derrick Henry will make Lamar Jackson a 4,000-yard passer this year. Not only because they'll have more open routes, but there'll be bigger plays because there'll be fewer people back there to make tackles. If they know what they're doing. Oh, I'm sorry. If they're allowed to do what they're capable of doing. Because I think they can. I've seen Todd Monken. I've seen him work before. I know what he can do.
Yeah.
Let him do what he does.
And again, like, it's hard to judge. Last year, it's the first time in that offense and really getting to see. And again, you had, I'll say it, that was the best team in Ravens history, guys. I understand what that 2000 defense was and what they did on both sides of the ball. That's the best team the Ravens ever had last year, and you didn't win. And now you look at the six carries and go back to it. I mean, I was on a show yesterday, and they're like, they're not going to get, tell me they're going to run the ball more than six times. I'm like, man, I can't believe this narrative has been written about this team forgetting that you have running backs and handing the ball off against a team that just gave up almost 200 yards on the ground. I'm not going back to the AFC Championship. You know what? Woosah.
And I heard what Kim McCusick said. What was it, yesterday he was on? Mm-hmm. About the run blitz. They did a lot of run blitzing. But how do you know whether it wouldn't work or not? How do we know that? I mean, they're run blitzing. Let's not run. When was the last time you saw a team blitz and the other team, the offensive team, say, well, we can't throw the ball because they're blitzing?
Let me ask you something, Rob. You have, and I don't want to compare apples and oranges, but you have a pretty good women's basketball team. And you run a certain style. You like to, and tell me if I'm out of, you like to press.
Oh, yeah.
You like to run up tempo.
Yeah.
You have a philosophy coming in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with that philosophy, are you going to see a team that runs up tempo as well and go, oh, we got to slow it down because they're better than us? Mm-hmm. No. No, mm-hmm. You're not. You're going to play your style
until
you've been pushed like, hey, we just ain't got it today. We have to do something else.
Until. I'm going to do what we do. I'm going to fully open that curtain. My first year coaching college basketball, my first head coaching job, I had a nationally ranked JUCO team. I went into the playoffs. I was a rookie coach. Cute. Well, they all know what we're going to do. It's conference tournament. They all know what we're going to do. They played us twice. Some of them, they got film on. Let's do something different. And I went into the playoffs doing something different. Guess what? I got bounced. Number two seed bounced because I didn't do what we did. Lesson learned. Next year, I ain't changing anything. I'm not adding anything. We're going to win all the way. Why? Because we went in, I don't care. I will tell you what we're running. I will let you know we're doing this. I'm going to get her the ball in the corner to shoot the jumper. Then if you overplay her, that means they're going to be open in the middle. When you get away from what you do, out thinking yourself, you normally lose. You usually do what you do until your opponents stop you from doing what you do.
You know who changes things? Like, I'll give you an example going back to when Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick were with the Giants.
Uh-huh.
Giants go into the postseason, and they go up against the Bears, and the Giants are inferior to the Bears, so they're looking at it like, hey, they've watched us do this all year. Let's do this and see how it works out. Because even if it doesn't work out, you weren't expected to win that game. You're zigging when they think you're zagging, right, basically. And Bill Belichick went to a nickel defense, and they hadn't seen it all year long. And what did it do? It stifled the offense. This is different. When you're the top dog and you've been running this and you've had the best running game in football for the past 5 years, I mean, kind of, yeah, since Lamar came to town, and then you go into a game and you're like, hey, why don't we run it six times? Vinny was showing me a video of one of Gus Edwards' runs, and I was like, oh, that's the one. When I said one of the four? I don't know how many. There were six carries for running backs. You're not going to win a game doing that.
Not when that's what your DNA is.
Yeah, it's your identity.
Yeah.
And again, man, I'm going to get... You know what? I can't wait for tonight's game to try to move past the AFC Championship, because that was such a colossal failure from a coaching standpoint.
He said, I don't want to talk about that game, and spends the next 5 minutes talking about that game.
Joe, shut up, Joe.
Sorry. Orioles, White Sox at 7:30. We don't have to talk about it if you don't want. It was awful. But on the other side, barbershop topic of the day. According to the Athletic poll, 84.8% of Raven fans said they're optimistic about the season. Are you surprised by that number? Do you think it'd be more or less? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Hey, Joe, I don't want to talk about that game right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.